All right, what's up?
We live. Welcome back. Welcome back, man. We got another episode of Feeling Stature. Guess what? I'm coming from a live stream. Got my main man Kobe over here, man. What's good, man? How you living, man?
I'm good, man. How you living, brother?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Draft week. You know what I'm saying? New future holding. Yeah, I'm at the crib.
There you go, bro.
At the crib, you know what I'm saying? Trying a new area, new spot that I'm getting moved into. You know what I'm saying? That's new. You know what I'm saying? We here, draft week, new episode, Feeling Stats. We back, you know what I'm saying? Trying to push through all the technical difficulties, all the interactions, all the interruptions and scheduling life and things going on. But we here, though, man. We here. We good, man. I see you got them boys on tonight, man. You see you got the shirts on, got your hat, got you ready to go, man.
Locked and loaded. It's a little chilly, bro. It's a little chilly right now. So I had to This regular Degler for me. You know, we gotta close. Speaking of the boys, might as well jump into it. Playoffs, game six, the Grizzlies tonight in LA. Very eventful sports month, man. With the tank fight, with the draft, with the NBA playoffs. Been a great couple of weeks to be a sports fan. But what's your thoughts, man, on the playoffs so far, man? We don't have to talk about it. Y'all not really in the conversation.
Not right now. But playoffs wise, going, man. I definitely can say with playoff wise, man, it's been a great playoff, man. I like it so far. I like the upsets we've had already. You know what I'm saying? 8-1. The youth and the experience between the Kings and the Warriors and y'all series, you know what I'm saying? That with Ja Morant, you know, Dylan Brooks talking his smoke to LeBron, and we know you can't poke that bear and Bron and show them, hey, don't poke me because I ain't the one to poke and put it in work, man. The playoffs have been great overall, man. I've loved it so far, man. This is the brand of basketball that I always wait for every single year. Like I've said many times on other shows, man, this is the brand of basketball that I'm ready. That's what I'll be waiting for, man. I'll be waiting for, like, you watch the other season, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to have these storylines, but this is premium basketball right here.
Nah, 100%. Nah, you're right. That's definitely the case. How you feel about the Bucks being upset? Got eliminated by, of course, the number three, Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler had a hell of a round one. As far as playoffs concerned, points one game. I mean, I think he pretty much out of the four games they won, I think half of them, 50% of them, he had a game winning shot. They either forced the overtime or got the W. So how you feel about that overall series?
Man, that's crazy because before the series started, like when they played in the playing game, they won that last playing game to get in. I told other guys, I was like, man, I think he's going to win this series. And I said, what's the chance? I said, like, what's the chance? What's the percentage that they're going to win? Everybody's like, nah, man, they're not going to win. And then, voila, boom, here it is. Giannis did get hurt, did get injured in game one. And then, you know what I'm saying, I kind of helped hurt game two and three. But like I said, I'm shocked. I love it. Like, I've been calling Jimmy Butler Michael Jordan's son, you know what I'm saying, since for a while now. But he's definitely, he put on for Miami, man. Boy, he let them know and got the Bucks up out of there, man. It's no more Greek Freak, no more Bucks, no more talk of that, you know what I'm saying, coming back again. And the overall series, man, it's great. I love it for the game of basketball. Like, it lets you know that anybody can line up any day and go hoop. You got to come ready and prepare to the playoffs, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and to me, I don't put up that with one of the most upsets. I don't put up that like it's one of the most upsets. I mean, Giannis didn't play for two of the games. Which means he wasn't 100%, I'm pretty sure, throughout any of these. But you got to give your hands off to the Heat. I think that, especially me being a 90s baby, you know, one of the blessings we get out of it is we looks like we're going to get a very, very entertaining Miami Heat versus New York Knicks playoff season in the second round. That's something that we never thought we would see definitely at the beginning. We had a chance of being good, even though we knew the Heat had a chance of being good. But to me, that series right there is going to be some real nostalgia for basketball fans. So I'm really feeling that. Definitely really feeling that. But as far as, like, the other series, man, as far as Phoenix and the Suns, I mean, God dang, like, I feel like Kawhi definitely is on his last contract. I mean, I feel like once he gets his contract, he personally retired, man.
Yeah.
You had a great career. You're a Hall of Famer. I think that your health is more important than continuing to play basketball. But I don't love the sport of basketball, so that's something that is hard. It's easy for me to say, a little bit more difficult for him. That's what he's been known for. That's what he's been known for pretty much most of his life, not all of his life. So that series with the Suns and the Clippers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Suns and Clippers, man. That's exactly who I thought was how I was going to go. I didn't think Kawhi Leonard would not play the last few games of the series, but I did pretty much kind of picture, like, hey, I figured the Suns would take care of them, because right now the Suns were my pick to come out the West, you know what I'm saying, compete for the Western Conference. Yeah. And I really, you know what I'm saying, the way it was looking, like, I saw with your series that y'all in L.A., I was like, man, the L.A., they can beat the Grizzlies, and, you know what I'm saying, they might go on a run, they might see the Suns in the Western Conference Finals. So that's what I was, you know what I'm saying, possibly looking at getting to. But I did in that series, along with talking about the Suns and the Clippers, I really thought the Suns were going to take care of that anyway, in five, regardless of if Kawhi Leonard played or not, because we knew Paul George wasn't there. And, you know, so they had a lot of pieces that they added, the Clippers did at the deadline. And so the team was still having to gel. The same thing with the Suns, they had to gel, but they were still, 7-0, 8-0 before they lost their first game with Kevin Durant in the lineup. So they're pretty guys that's been there recently, and Devin Booker and Chris Paul and Ayton. And, you know, KD is, you know, he's top two, if not one, in the NBA. So I expected them to take care of business, and they did what they had to do.
Yeah. I mean, my thing with the Suns is, man, depth. You know, they got Nuggets. Yeah. I think that's gonna be a great, great series too. If you aren't sold on Jokic, watching not sold.
Yeah, correct.
Be very interesting to see what he does this playoff in this series. I mean, we always look at Kevin Durant the past is how great he is. You know, being 6'11", 7 foot, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Oh man, I'm talking. But being having a 30-foot pull-up, being so offensive side, you know, is he gonna will this team to the promised land? Is he gonna will this team deeper into the playoffs? I know Devin had these moments where he's like put the team on his back. I forget what game it was. I won't say it was game four, game five, had a great performance. He's always efficient, but of course I just want to see if he's gonna be more aggressive this playoffs, because of course you don't have an injured Clippers team. You got a full team that's full strength. They got all their horses. Murray's starting to look like his old self. All right, you got Joker, who, you know, almost won three MVPs in a row. I don't think he'll get it this year.
Yeah, true.
You know, I think it's gonna be a great series. I definitely think that's gonna be 6-7. I don't know, man. I think that depth is gonna come back to beat the Nuggets, man. You know, definitely. I think Chris Paul definitely at this point a role player. So it's, I don't know, man. It's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing in that series is the depth, because the Nuggets have the depth, and the Suns don't have the depth, but they have thoroughbreds. And that's the thing about it. If, like you said, you want KD to take over Willis' team, but he doesn't have to do. He has Devin Booker next to him, and then if push come and shove, like you said, Chris Paul at this stage in his career, he's a role player on this team, but his role playing is like on another level of role player, because he's still a guy that if we need a bucket, you can go get in the mid range. He's also another guy that's efficient all time in the mid range area, so as well as KD. So those they have enough offensively of their starters. If they don't, if their starters don't get too tired to where they have to lead, because you know sometimes when you have a bench, you just want to come in to either hold down the lead that you have, or, you know what I'm saying, maybe extend the lead or something like that. But I think with these guys real rested enough that they can sustain. And then I think, like you said, I think it's going to go 7. And the only thing about Denver, they do have the home court advantage, because they are the 1 seed and the Spurs are the 4 seed. So it's that's the biggest thing, the depth in the home court advantage. But I still think the Suns pull it out. I think the Suns pull it out in 7, actually, in that series.
And 7, you say? Bro, the Suns. That last game with the Clippers, I mean, you had two people over 12 minutes, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You only got 5 people over 20 minutes, so
yeah.
That's a short rotation, man, compared to what you see with the Nuggets. Let's go see what the Nuggets have. Of course, the Nuggets have been blowing out. We didn't really think it would be a lot of competition between the Timberwolves. But shout out to the competition. Yeah. Not over there. But yeah. You look at the Nuggets, man. The Nuggets pretty much 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They got six, but the other two people were right under 20. You know what I mean? So you talking about depth is definitely going to be the deciding factor on this particular matchup. But on to the next matchup. So I guess do you want to talk about Philly? Was that anything to really talk about during that? I mean, we kind of knew how that.
Yeah, we knew how that was going to play out. We know the Nets got into the playoffs off of what Kyrie and KD and those boys did before they left. And so all they had to do was just hold the ship and they did what they did.
100%. I just feel like with the Nets, shout out to them. We'll see what they look with, what's going to go on with them in the future. Same thing I think about the Celtics and the Hawks. I feel like we talk about this one because I used to be Trae Young. Trae Young is one of those guys that I like his risk reward balance. And he'll risk having bad games, have games that he had during this playoff series, have games that he had against the Knicks in the Garden. I mean, Trae Young is a player that I think that I know it's crazy. You know, you don't want to really say he should be the best player on a championship team, which I think people would know that about him. He shouldn't be the best player on a championship team. He's a defensive liability. I do like folks saying that I'm a defensive liability, but who the guard they are too. I don't believe that. Once you go up there into the higher, into much higher competition, I don't think that's the case, but I think that's a nice quote. So shout out to him for that, for a nice quote. But shout out to Trae Young, man. I would love to see him on another team, man. Yeah. I would like to see the Hawks get someone that can fit with him, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know what I'm saying? You know, the rumor has been he might be on the move anyway. And I think it is best because of what Quinn Snyder, now the head coach there, that he came in during midseason. And with him being there, he just doesn't fit what Quinn Snyder's trying to do. And like you said, that defensive liability. Quinn Snyder, he wants to play defense. And we're going to have to play defense, especially at the guard position. You got to be able to create, you know what I'm saying? You know, so make some disruption in the defensive position. You can't have it where a team is coming in and looking straight at you and like, hey, this is our mismatch every single time. So with that series, I do applaud the Hawks. They did win their first playing game, get the 17th in the first place because they were 500 all year. They were actually had a worse record than the Heat, who the 8 beat the 1, but they went out and beat the Heat in their playing game. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, we just good luck for the Hawks. Now, we got to do the Celtics versus the Sixers, man. That's the biggest series. I think that is going to be the one that everyone's going to watch this next round if everything holds serves right now.
What you mean? You talking about nobody get injured? I'm assuming that's true.
Yeah. What I'm saying, because, you know, Philly, you know, you got James Harden possibly want to come back to Houston. You got Embiid, who's always had the stigma of can't stay healthy in the playoffs. He got hurt again in his last series. Luckily, you know what I'm saying, it was a quick series, so he had time to rest. But we don't know how he's going to be in this series. And right now, that 2-3 matchup right now in the East is going to be a dogfight with the Celtics and the 76ers. Granted, I know on the West side, the dogfight, I think, will be the Warriors if they beat the Kings. And if the Lakers y'all beat the Grizzlies, that will be the next series that everybody's going to be paying attention to as well. But, like, as of right now, because we don't know the outcome of those other two series, we just know this 2-3 in the East is going to be the one that's going to be the one to watch. And I think they start Sunday, I want to say, as well.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of, like, you know, thinking about the Giannis conversation, you know, he had this great speech about failure. I think that was great. You know, the Kings, man, have really had a coming out party. I think that whether they lose to the Warriors or not, they're definitely going to get some national games next year on TV, right? They
don't have to worry. Definitely.
Next year, I don't think they really have to worry about us not knowing how they play and not see them play. I think next year, you'll definitely see a lot of them. I think De'Aaron Fox, win, lose, or draw. Like I said, great playoffs for him. On this, great playoff performance for him. Very, very proud of those young guys, especially Fox being from H-Town, being from the home state. Very, very proud of them. But I think that veteran, you know, that veteran experience is going to come back to haunt them. I think the experience, you know, I think that Warriors should win. I think Kenny Smith said this a few years ago. I've never seen a young team that's going to playoffs and take it all the way to the end. You do need some experience to kind of to navigate now. Unlike football, I think football, you get on the right horses at the right time. You can take it, right?
Correct.
But yeah, I think you need some experience, right? So it's going to be interesting, man. Those California teams are really heating up, man. You got the Lakers, you got the Kings, you got the Warriors. We got to go more into the Clippers because I feel like the Clippers are like taking just the wrong steps. I mean, you got this little tangent. They got the stadium open up in Inglewood in 2024, and they don't like they're gonna have a team really. They don't, I mean,
exactly.
I wonder if Kawhi's gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if PG gonna be there. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you.
Stadium, how are they gonna be able to sell those tickets? Like, I mean, it's the Clippers, right? It's LA, right?
Yeah.
Lakers more than likely. It's gonna be in Inglewood, so you can definitely make it more of a local feel, give it more of a real LA based type of feel to it, as far as LA can always be the Hollywood team, which people
say
the LA type of feel, but. How you feel about that?
Man, you know, that's why I was going to ask you a question. Man, do you think it's time for them to blow it up? Do you think it's time for, you know, maybe Paul George to ask for a trade or say he wants to go play elsewhere? Because with the situation, because you don't know about Kawhi Leonard. Like, to me, Kawhi Leonard, worry about your health, man. If this is something, make sure your health is good. You can step away from the game of basketball. Remember, you step away 1-2 years and come back if you want to come back, but make sure you get right because you really kind of hurting, you know what I'm saying, the franchise. Like you said, they're moving into a new stadium. They don't know if you're going to be around or not. And, you know, I know you forcing yourself, Kawhi Leonard forcing himself, trying to make it through the season, knowing he can't really do it. Man, either, you know what I'm saying, retire or you know what I'm saying, play the games, you know what I'm saying. And I hate it for the Clippers organization because, like you said, they're moving to a new stadium. They're going to do a new phase of their new chapter of their organization, and the guy that they were seeing to do that with is not going to be there. We don't know if he's going to be there or anything like that. So he's going to be there
because he's there until 2025. His contract ends in 2025. But it's all about how good they'll be. Like I said, man, the way he didn't finish the playoffs last year because he had to rest his knee, right? Or was it the year before last? It was one of those
years. Year before last, because last year he was hurt the whole season.
Yeah, he was out those seasons. Before last, remember, it was the same exact thing. Kawhi Leonard out. But yeah, because that was the energy they had out for the season. So it's like, he can't finish the season. He can't finish the season at 31 years old. You know what I mean? His durability is definitely worse than LeBron, who's 38. I mean, hey, Kawhi's availability is worse than Anthony Davis. Say what you want to say about it. Right?
Yeah, you're right with it.
Unless we complain about Anthony Davis, I think Anthony Davis is much more than why? I mean, I hope it's a lot of games. I mean, you can Google how many games it is, but it's one of those things where you can't blow it up because, like I said, you do have to rebuild. But I mean, you have to sell him. He's still an all star. He's still one of those guys that when he's playing, he's good. He's really good. So you can't really let him go like that. But he's missed 628 games played in his career.
Missed 600 games?
600 games.
Goodness, that's a lot of games missed. Dang. He's missed them together, played them again. That's crazy.
Whew, he missed 628 games through the injury.
That's a lot of games. That's a lot of games, Kawhi. Damn, man. That's some people's career. That's people's career. Man,
it's a lot, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things where, like I said, you gotta still go with the punches unless you can find somebody that you know wants that. You know, somebody wants it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's played 628 games. So just imagine 82 times, whatever, how many seasons he's played, 11 seasons. So that's crazy. Yeah, let's just say 82 times 11. 900 games, so he played 628. What about 902? That's what he's only played. He's played 69-70% of the games of his career, man. It's not hot for a guy that's that good and that's a two-time champion?
Yeah.
Two-time champion, all NBA player. Got one of the big time stars in this league, and that's only played 70% of his game. Yeah, it sucks, but you know, like you said, when he's on the court, he is that guy. When he's on the court, we saw in game one of this series, they played against the Suns. In game one, he controlled that game and took over. We was questioning KD about if he's gonna be able to take over and what's called And he did, and it sucks, man. I just hope he gets right, man. I just want to make sure he gets right. Make sure he, you know what I'm saying, take care of everything he needs to take care of, man, to get back on the court so he can play these games, majority of them. I understand you're not going to play all 82 because the NBA season is long. It's a long marathon. So you just want to at least get about, I say, about 72, 65 to 70 games at least a season. So, you know, best of luck to, you know, Kawhi and the Clippers. But now we got to move on. They're out the playoffs. And like you said, we got the Suns and the Nuggets. And then we got the, you know, so hopefully the Lakers take care of business tonight. The Warriors take care of business tonight and get that Lakers Warriors series, man.
Yeah, 100%. So since last year, November 2020, Anthony Davis was at 88.
Yeah, which one?
88%
games played?
88 games missed.
Oh, 88 games.
I feel like he got way more, but that could be true.
Yeah, right. That's what not, but like to your point, right? Like you said,
I don't know why they don't have how easy it is for me to find me against Kawhi. It's not that easy for Anthony Davis, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's the fact that we all know he didn't. We all know he missed a game. Anthony Davis has played more games. You know, Anthony Davis does miss a lot of games, but he's played more than Kawhi Leonard's played in the last few years, for sure.
100%.
For sure. So,
of course, who you got, Philly or Boston?
Right now, I'm gonna go with the Celtics. I'm gonna go with the Celtics Celtics in seven.
Celtics in seven. I ain't gonna lie, man. I think. I don't know. I think it's one of those series that Embiid may take over, man. If he's healthy, I got it's going seven anyway. It goes. I got Celtics. I got sixes and seven. Y'all got Embiid turning up. I got sixes and seven. 100%.
Oh yeah, man. I'm going with the series and seven. I think JT at this kind of playing with their food with the Hawks. I think he kind of learned something. Him and Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel think he's a future Rocket. By the way. But Jaylen Brown gonna turn up and do what they gotta do to try to get the series over with. You know what I'm saying? Win the series, so they're going to they try to get back to the finals. They're trying to prove that they're the young guns in the East. So I got Celtics in seven. You got Philly in seven. So it's gonna be a good one. Man. It's gonna be one of the good ones. What you got in this Knicks and Hawks?
I think Knicks got a better team. I think it's going seven, man. I think it's a point flip. I'll go with the Knicks. They got a better team.
Right now, I'm going to pick the Knicks. I would pick the Heat if Tyler Hero did not get hurt in the first series breaking his hand. So that's right now. Right now, I got the Knicks in seven. If my vote might change on that, my pick might change on that, because I might go to the Heat because Michael Jordan's son, Jimmy Butler, he's acting a fool right now. And if he keeps this up, yeah, the Heat going to be back in the Eastern Conference Finals again. But right now, I'm going to go with Knicks. I'm going to go Knicks in seven in that series. And then what you got on the West? What you got? You say you got Knicks in seven as well?
Yeah, I got Knicks in seven. If we get, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I know. Obviously, this is wild because what I'm wearing, bro. I think Lakers just get past the Warriors, bro. I think Lakers can be whoever come out the East, bro.
Yeah, I think so too. I think if the Lakers NBA, get past the Warriors,
I think the NBA gets that Boston Lakers finals, which would be great for the NBA. I think we'll beat Boston. I just think that I think. Underrated about the Lakers, we play defense. And I think that if we in the finals, AD gotta come. Like, I feel like we gotta get up with AD. I feel like LeBron knowing that his chance of winning the championship is getting slimmer and slimmer. I think he's turning up. I think if we get to the finals and we got Boston, I think we for sure win. If the Sixers come, I think we can win. I do think Embiid going good a few times, but I do think we'll win.
Okay. So you go all the way through. So you got going all the way through. So who you got winning in the Denver and Suns series?
I got the Denver Nuggets winning because I think that is gonna be an issue. I think even if the Suns somehow beat Denver Nuggets and they go against the Lakers, I'm gonna still say it's gonna be Duff. I don't think you're getting that far just because you got Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Like, as good as Kevin Durant is, as much points Devin Booker can score, I just don't think that's going to cut it, man.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, so you got the Lakers going all the way through if they beat the Warriors. If the Warriors, because like I said, the Warriors still got to take care of business, and the Lakers still got to take care of business. So I don't want to.
They got to take care of business tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to take care of business first in that first round series before you get to, you know what I'm saying, the next round. But, you know what I'm saying, basketball, like I said, we're here in the playoffs, NBA. Anything else you want to, you know what I'm saying, dive into these NBA playoffs?
Definitely we gotta get on ahead of schedule. We gotta make sure we get on we get on drafts, and we gotta make sure we recap the fights.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. We definitely gonna get into that, man. It's different. You wanna go into this going to boxing next, man. I know we just had one of the biggest fights we've been waiting for that went through, you know, so Javante Tank Davis versus Ryan Garcia, and I know we know the outcome. You know, Tank Davis did take that in the seventh round with a KO. Man, from watching it, what was your initial reaction, man? Initial thoughts when you saw that fight?
What's my initial reaction?
What was your initial reaction when you first saw it when you watched it last weekend?
Tank is pretty much a Hall of Fame fighter, generational talent at this point. And I know Ryan was here. He's probably one of the best B Corps fighters. I watched the Sean Porter Portaway podcast. Mm-hmm. You know that Ryan as a Tank obviously as an A plus fighter, minus fighter. I think exactly what it was. I think that when you watch the fight, I saw, you know, that first round, I saw him kind of going up, kind of figuring out, learning each other. A lot of people don't watch boxing. You're getting the speed of the fighter in front of you. You're getting this, not necessarily the hand speed. You want to get that too. Big footwork, right? What this like, you feel comfortable in. What Dixon you don't feel comfortable in, right? So that's how that works whenever you are, you see those first rounds. And let me see. I got my scorecard. That's why I'm coming my scorecard. So, of course, the first round, I had a 10-10. I had the overall fight before the knockout, 60-54, right? We all thought Tank always gives up the earlier rounds, really just collecting data, the same thing I just spoke about. He didn't even do that this round, this fight. The first round, you can say yes, getting both 10-10, because I don't mind giving even draws out on rounds. After that, I mean, the second round was 10-8. Mm-hmm.
That was a knockdown.
That was a knockout round. I don't know how the judges were giving Garcia that round and giving that round a draw.
I think they gave Garcia the first round and they gave Garcia the second round. I think it was 10-8.
I'm telling you, the judges gave Garcia the second round. I'm telling you, everybody been talking about this. They gave Garcia the second round. Third round, fourth round, fifth round, sixth round before he gets a knockout, all 10 rounds he would retain. I mean, Garcia, every time Tank moved laterally, Garcia had to reset. So it was kind of like you can see that the footwork wasn't where it needed to be. I mean, everything Tank said, you're not a complete fighter. Tank was a more complete fighter. He got him out of there. I think the most controversial part about it was, could Ryan get up? Did Ryan quit? I think us as spectators, that's something we got to respect on. You know, I think at that point, it's not a will thing. It's more of a fear thing and more of a, you know, he preserved his career in my eyes. If he would have got up, it would have gotten nasty. Y'all got to understand, that was the seventh round. That was not the 10th round. It was not the 11th round. It wasn't the 12th round. That was just past the halfway mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, when we talk about
that was the second half.
Ugly. That second half of that fight would have been ugly. It would have been disgusting. We talking about you got knocked down in the second round when you had your confidence, right? You stopped being aggressive, right? Kind of took away your confidence. You started to fight more discipline. And then as soon as you went back and got a little bit more aggressive to try to win, because he's getting aggressive to try to win the fight. This is what he thinks he has to get points. And as soon as you tried to do that, you got hit with a double shot. Took you down on one knee. I do think you were paralyzed. This is my thing. I think he was paralyzed below. I think he was trying to get up. But I think that on one of those attempts to get up, he gave up. I think that the 10 count got there. He was able to get up, but even when he got up, he still had the grace of the ref to hold him as he got up, or just simply put his arms around him as he got up. Which, I mean, you know, if he would have got, I think he deserved it. If he would have got up, it would have got ugly. That would have been bad for him. So I think he preserved his career. As far as results for me, man, big night for boxing, 1.2 million pay-per-view buys. That's up there with McGregor and Mayweather. That's up there with Mayweather, Pacquiao. That's up there with Mayweather and Canelo. That's up there with Mayweather, Golovkin 1, and that's up there with, not Mayweather, Golovkin 1, Canelo, Golovkin 1, and Canelo, Golovkin 2. Now you got to put Davis and Garcia up there as well. And out of all those fights, I'm gonna be honest, Davis, not counting Conor McGregor, right? Davis is probably the worst fight out of all those. I don't want to say worst, but he's not the best fight out of any of those. He's not better than any of those fighters. Great job for Ryan. Very interesting to see what happens next in his career. There's a lot to talk about this fight between Oscar De La Hoya leaving, between Floyd Mayweather. It's a lot you can talk about. But overall, man, it was a great night for boxing. I think we all won. How you feel about it?
Man, my feeling about it is exactly like you said, like you've been saying, I've been saying too as well. It was exactly what I thought was going to happen. Exactly what was going to happen. Like you said, Tank was a better fighter. Like you said, he is. And me and you both agree he is probably one of the best talents of boxing right now going on. And Ryan Garcia isn't a complete fighter. He has one gimmick. He has Instagram and fast hands. That's pretty much what he has right now. Like, I've watched a lot of his fights, and it's like his footwork has not been great in any of those either. Like, he's still learning, and he's still on that climb to get to his prime to be one of those top boxers. And it's going to take a little bit more time. I think he's going to need probably a few more fights, I feel. Maybe not a few, maybe two, you know what I'm saying, to get to where, you know what I'm saying, now he's legit. Now he's going to be a household name. Like you said, I do agree that he is a B-side fighter, and just like his promotion in Golden Boy. Oscar De La Hoya, a great B-side fighter. So it goes hand in hand. He has a great B-side. Tank Davis is ahead, pound for pound, the best one. And the fight exactly what I had Tank winning probably about the eighth round instead of the seventh. He called the seventh, got it. And that's it. I'm just glad it actually happened. I'm glad they actually got this fight done. The numbers were great. And I can't wait to see more. I do want to know a question. I do want to ask a question of where do you rank? Do you rank right now, pound for pound, is Tank being the best fighter right now in boxing?
I don't really get too much into pound for pound list because, yeah. I mean, weight classes, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do think Tank is the most entertaining fighter right now. I do think he's the most entertaining fighter. I do think that he's in the best ability right now with that lightweight division. Haney, Lomachenko. Yeah. I know Teofimo Lopez got one. Boy, I know Raleigh Romero went to 140. Ryan Davis, Ryan Garcia going up to 140. That 130 to 140 is great. And he is the best out of all of them. It's just hard putting him up there. When I know, like, at the end of the day, I know, like, Errol Spence is great. You really don't see him. You haven't seen him in a while. I know Stan Crawford is great. I understand Canelo's loss, but Canelo, I mean, he's gone up. Like, I mean, Canelo has fought.
Yeah, he was the heavyweight.
What did they?
It's like 144, 146.
I think like 140. I think you're right, man.
Yeah, 144, like 146.
He went up to whatever he fought Mayweather at to 175, which is like.
Yeah, 175, the heavyweight, light heavyweight. Yeah, he went to light heavyweight and lost that fight. But the fact that he went up to there. And you keep going up to there. It says a lot.
He went up and fought Mayweather. He went down to fight Mayweather at 152. Went to and then went up to fight Duvall and lost at 175. Which you would say he lost. When he went down to fight somebody, he lost, and he went extremely up to fight somebody. Which is always tell people why weight class is so important in boxing.
Yeah, most definitely. So from right here, what do you think next for Tank? You think Haney? You think Shakur Stevenson? You think who you think he should go after?
Right now, shit, they just made a whole load of money. Say what you want about Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia more paid than all the motherfuckers.
Oh yeah,
Ryan Garcia back to bring Shook up, right? He definitely got more money than the rest of the fighters that I'm talking about at this point.
Yeah.
Off of that fight, the only people who probably got more bankroll than him is probably Fury, Wilder, Canelo, Tank, and maybe Earl. Maybe Earl.
I think Earl might, because he
Earl has done a lot in a year to span, so I'll probably say Earl, right? But other than that, Garcia's up there, Tank up there. So who's next? First thing is next, the vacation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The new house. That's what's next. But as far as fight wise, man, it's tough. I think so. In all honesty, what's next for Tank? You got to see what happens with Haney May 20, right? Mm-hmm. I think if Haney wins, you can call the fight between Evan Haney. I think, in all honesty, I think if Haney wins,
mm-hmm.
that'll be the new Errol Spence and Crawford. I think people will be calling for Haney and Haney has to walk across that street. I think, even though I know Haney has all the belts, he has to walk the street. He has to walk across the street. Not if Lomachenko wins, I think it'll be the same thing. I think there'll be Tank and Lomachenko. I think Lomachenko will be willing to go across the street and do it. But I think that it would definitely be great. I think it'll be great if either one of them. Lomachenko wins. I think Tank is definitely being Lomachenko. I think Tank can beat Devin Haney. But I definitely think we need to get the belts on Tank. I think that he's definitely the best. He's definitely the best
in that class. No one are you not like them.
I mean, Devin, to be honest with you, I think Shakur Stevenson is also better than Devin Haney. Devin Haney just got it off a lick.
That's a big bold statement right there. I like that.
I ain't a bold statement. I think it's the truth. Teofimo Lopez upset it. Lomachenko,
yeah.
And Bosa's upset it. Teofimo Lopez. Easy catching. Devin Haney's like, let me go get that. Devin Haney's also somebody who's cutting a lot of weight to fight smaller guys at the same time. Devin Haney's definitely a true welterweight, and he will fight at 170, 147 one day. Tank is never going to fight at 147. Shakur Stevenson may never fight at 147. Devin Haney may even fight at 154, but Devin Haney's definitely a bigger guy fighting smaller guys all around the weight classes. But that's part of boxing. If you can wait, if you're good at cutting weight that way, cut weight that way. It does take away from your power. Right, and some of the punches you can't take, but it's gonna be that May 20 is really gonna tell the story. But shout out to Ryan Garcia, shout out to man, shout out to Golden Boy Promotion, shout out to GTP Promotion, shout out to Showbox, Mayweather Promotion. That fight wouldn't happen without the meet, so.
Yeah, most definitely. They did. I ain't there. I'm happy and proud about that. I just like the way boxing is going, a young talent. The guys that we have in that round, 130, yeah, 138, 140 range, that right there, it's great. It's great for boxing right now, man.
Yeah, 100%. You're right.
Great for boxing. So that's what I'm saying. We wait, May 20th. You know what I'm saying? We got the Haney fight. You know what I'm saying? You predicting Haney to win that one, or are you predicting Lopez?
Haney Lomachenko. Lomachenko.
My fault.
I think Haney should win that. I think Lomachenko is more experienced. I think it'll be a good fight, but Haney should win. Haney's a bigger guy. Lomachenko's a smaller guy compared to Haney. Haney's very disciplined. He's going to stick behind his jab. It's not Haney. Let me tell you something. Haney fights are not going to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Haney's not the most entertaining fights. He's going to stick behind his jab. He's going to fight very disciplined. He throws a lot of punches. So, yeah. I think Haney will win, but who knows, man? Lomachenko can't get the upset. One of those guys, man. He's definitely looked like he's on the decline in his last performances, right?
So, yes.
Gotta worry about that.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, then, man. You know what I'm saying? Anything else boxing world that you want to get into, that you know what I'm saying, that you feel needs to be out there, you know what I'm saying? Because we are gonna put this out to the people. Like I said, we on film set, man. We live and streaming right now, man. Kobe in the building. Hopefully we'll, you know, so I'm gonna get our boy Ann on. I know he's been busy with work, new job, everything like that. We're gonna hold it down for him, man. We're gonna hold it down for him. But man, let's now we can go ahead and go into, you know what I'm saying, the biggest thing that's going on this weekend is the NFL draft, man. We had the first round. We had an eventful night in the first round. Through the first round, the first question I will talk about, I know it's the talk of sports right now, who won the first round of the draft? I don't see anybody else but the Houston Texans, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to make it seem as biased, but
y'all get a chance to win the draft every year. Y'all pick high every year. Y'all pick top three, top five every year.
No, I wouldn't say that, because one year we didn't. Like this these last 2 years. I know before that we didn't have a first round pick. We had a third round pick.
I had one.
But I'm saying, but it's just like as far as when it comes to, I guess you know what I'm saying. When you go get the number two quarterback and the best defensive player, or best edge player, you know what I'm saying, without getting a wish card, that's big time. There are some other things. I think the Eagles are close second in when coming into the draft. They just went to the Super Bowl. The Steelers, are you okay with the Steelers pick? What they got? They got a tackle from
Georgia. Let me tell you something. I think Steelers, man, we always have a good draft, man. We're a good organization. People thought we thought we were gonna trade up to get JPJ, you know, but we jumped. Yes, the Jets needed a tackle, so we knew the Jets were gonna get our man. So we traded with the Patriots, got our man, right? Mm-hmm. We pick next tonight, and JPJ before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you know everything falls into place, I think we're doing a good job on our draft. I think we're doing a good job. If Kenny Pickett, I can tell you this, man. If Kenny Pickett improved from what he did last year, and he trends in the right direction. I understand you have some up years and downs, but if he trends in the right direction, I don't care about the other three quarterbacks in the actual division. I don't care. Shout out to Lamar. I think the Ravens had a great draft too. Ravens had a hell of a day. You know what I'm saying?
I give them a hell of a day. I give them a hell of a day because they got the Lamar Jackson thing.
They got Zay Flowers and they got Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson paid. You know, yeah. Ravens had a great day. So it was the draft really opened my eyes to how dominant the NFL is right now.
Yeah, most definitely. And I like you said, I give the Ravens, they had a great day because of what they did besides Lamar Jackson. But the only thing with Lamar Jackson is, only thing I really don't like, everything else, I'm glad he's there, he got his contract, but at least get more than Kyler Murray. That was my biggest thing. It was like, we know you wasn't getting Deshaun Watson because that's just a one-on-one anomaly that's probably not going to happen ever again. But at least get more than Kyler Murray. I feel that you are way better than Kyler Murray. And I think you should have got more guaranteed. But hey, you settled the number that you wanted. You got your 5-year deal. And I'm saying it didn't happen to get Zay Flowers. But that goes back to me with that pick that they did do. It kind of gives me Hollywood Brown again.
Mm-hmm.
And you traded Hollywood Brown away because of the offense. Because he didn't want to be in that offense that Greg Roman had. But granted, they do have a new offensive coordinator. So that's going to, you know what I'm saying, change up the offense. But I would want them to see they could have got a bigger receiver, but I think Quentin Johnson was gone at the time. And I'm thinking the other receiver that went with JSN, I think he was gone at the time. But Zay Flowers, I do like. I do like Zay Flowers a lot, but it's just like you had that in Hollywood Brown and you traded that away. But, you know what I'm saying, big ups to the Ravens organization. And with, you know what I'm saying, signing Lamar Jackson, that's the biggest win for their organization that day. And they got Zay Flowers to get another weapon to go with Lamar.
And just go back, harp on what you said when you said you had that Hollywood Brown and you got straight away. I think that's from a spectator's point of view because ultimately we don't know neither one of those men. And it could be a difference in character. And it's not saying Hollywood Brown has a bad character. You can just be impressed by Zay Flowers and say, you know what, he's going to be somebody that's going to be a great Baltimore Raven. He's going to be a great professional. And, you know, and Hollywood, you say you had that Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown does have a lot of drop. Even though the style is the same, even though the physique is similar, right? The performance and the outcome could be different based off of the things we're talking about, just the mentality of the person. So that's something they can take from, you know, as a Flowers, you know.
I know the outcome is going to definitely be different because now there's going to be offensive coordinator. But it's just like you traded away Hollywood Brown and you could have kept him and still got rid of Greg Roman. Like the problem with the main reason why Hollywood Brown wanted out is because he didn't like the offense in Baltimore because Greg Roman is a run based offense. We're gonna run the ball. Our receiver is gonna actually to block a lot. Hollywood Brown is not the biggest guy to go block with as a receiver. He wants to go downfield, he wants to stretch field, he wants to do all that. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I kinda wanna be here, so I wanna get out. But you pretty much knew once Lamar kind of got hurt, you know what I'm saying? You could have held on to Hollywood Brown and you could have drafted maybe a different receiver, or you could have or you could have gotten another position that you might have needed. Because they need a receiver because they got rid of Hollywood Brown. Bateman is not healthy since he's been in the league. They did sign OBJ, but that's another, you know what I'm saying, smaller receiver that's going to be – he works perfect into this new offensive coordinator, I guess, scheme. But it's just like you could have kept Hollywood Brown at that point to where you could have probably, you know what I'm saying, spent the draft pick somewhere else. But, hey, like I said, I'm just happy that the Ravens got Lamar Jackson signed. He got his money. And that's what I'm just waiting on. The only thing the problem I have is you should have just got more than Colin. I think you deserve more than Colin.
Well, I mean, you got to pay Hollywood. Hollywood Brown will have a big, big contract. But, I mean, he is 4 years, $11 million. So, you're probably not giving that to
Well, that would be what they're probably going to get to be in the first round draft pick.
Yeah,
he's your
option. Yeah, that's about right. But yeah, he's all right. But I mean, I just can't compare him to Hollywood Brown because they look the same or they may play the same. I think that it's probably going to be a personality character. That's all I'm saying. But other than that, man, I think the Ravens did a good job. I think the Texans did a good job. I think that you guys trading up and getting 2 and 3, I think that was awesome. I think for the organization, hopefully y'all can win more than 3 games this year and actually make a dent where y'all sit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jacksonville definitely coming. I think Trevor Lawrence. You got Anthony Richardson out, and you got 2 rookie quarterbacks, right? You got 2 rookie quarterbacks and a 3rd-year quarterback for the AFC South.
South, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Tennessee. Shit. Who they get?
Tennessee, they picked up Tennessee Titans. They got a tackle out of Tennessee. I think, yeah, they got the tackle out of Tennessee. No, I'm sorry. They got the tackle out of Northwestern.
Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, Peter. Yes.
I don't know what they're doing on the quarterback because I think my man Willis. I mean,
well, I think the way it's looking, they might can go and get Will Levis.
Yeah, they can get Will Levis down there. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, that's about true. So
it's like it is just Will Levis, but we know Tannehill's gonna be here this year. So maybe they wait to next year, but they still have Derrick Henry in that backfield. They still play. They still the defensive line is still stout. One of the top defenses in the league. Due to the fact Mike Vrabel's still the head coach there. He's a defensive guy. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna run the ball, play action. We know what's coming with that. So you just gotta find ways to get guys open and manipulate coverages and things like that. I expect the same from Tennessee. I know Jacksonville in our division is gonna be tough because they added Calvin Ridley. They come off a playoff win. They come off one playoff win in the playoffs, losing in the second round. Then you got the coach who got Anthony Richardson, man, the prime athlete of the combine, the prime athlete of the draft. I hate that I have to face him now 2 times a year as being a Texans fan, but I'm extremely happy for Anthony Richardson, man, 4th pick in the draft. Coming from his story, coming from Gainesville, man wasn't even thinking about playing football. He was trying to do something, make sure his family was good. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's great seeing him there. Like, the AFC alone, period. Not even just the South, the AFC alone has all the quarterbacks. Like, we still got Aaron Rodgers, who got traded to the AFC the day before the draft. So, the AFC, period. The AFC is going to be a tough battle. Tough battle. So, it's like winning your division and making that your number one goal first. Then you can go into the playoffs and take it on from there. But right now, you want to win your division. Even in y'all division, have Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
Nah, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Who else is there? Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson and who? Bengals is. Yeah. So y'all got it. It's tough all around. Man. It's gonna be a dogfight in the AFC, man, most definitely. But in the draft, man, I like to also think – I want to send it to the Eagles. I was saying the Eagles were another team that won the draft, had a good draft. When you add Jordan Davis – I'm not Jordan, excuse me, Jalen Carter, and you add Nolan Smith, man, them boys are going to get after the quarterback. That is their number one goal, to get after the quarterback. They get after that quarterback, man, it's going to be problems for people.
But Cowboys, man, I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, you saw Michael Parsons. I don't know if you've seen Michael Parsons. That man just in disbelief. Can't believe what just happened.
It's going to be tough, bro, because you already – that offensive line was already in the world last year.
Yeah.
Zeke, who probably one of the best blocking running backs. I mean, but Zeke can come back because he's not on the team. I mean
– Nah, yeah, he's not on the team.
I don't really see him getting the bag. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
he's not.
So I don't know. He'll be back on the Cowboys.
You think he'll be back?
I'm
thinking he's gonna come to our division, come to that, to the Bengals, man.
And get paid, bro. Listen, we're not gonna offer him any different money that the Cowboys went offer. I don't think.
I said the Bengals. I said the Bengals.
I don't think any team is gonna offer him anything the Cowboys went offer to make.
They're not. No team will offer him that. But he's still gonna be able to.
Might as well just stay home. Stay where you at. You got a life out there. You know what I'm saying. You know the offense. That's where you can actually perform. Better take the lesser road.
You want to cut you, so he ain't going back there.
They come not pay his contract. This is what I'm saying. I would play for the Cowboys. I feel like that would prolong my career because I have a relationship with them. I think that to me at that point, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, all right, what is going to prolong my career at this point? I can go to the Bengals, but the Bengals not getting Ezekiel Elliott. That was all star leading rusher, right? They getting that's you know on the downside, right? Plus, yeah. Worth it to them. They don't think they can. But the Cowboys is like, this is one of ours right here, right? So even when production drops, we'll just put him on the bench. We'll probably cut his pay. We're not gonna really cut him. Like, I just feel like there's a higher chance to have a long career if you just stay with the Cowboys. You just keep
I'm not going back to the team.
What you know is who you know. So I feel like if he just stays there, keep that relationship. If he's not gonna get paid more money anywhere else, that's what I'm saying too. You gotta think about that too. If you're not gonna get paid more money, yo, why move? What's the point?
No, he got cut by the Cowboys. I'm not going back to the team that cut. So he's gonna go find other places. You're not gonna get paid a lot of money.
You taking a person?
No, I'm not taking a person. Let me finish. Man, I tell you. Let me finish. Like I said, like any team he goes to, he's not gonna get the bag. He's not gonna get the bag even if he goes back to the Cowboys. It's wherever team he goes to fit. I'm just saying because the reason I go to the Bengals is because right now, you know, Joe Mixon has issues outside the game. And I think they lost Samaje Perine. So, Samaje Perine. So, he'd be a great backup, you know what I'm saying, spell back when Joe Mixon gets what's called, and you still have Ezekiel Elliott. Because they even talk about Ezekiel Elliott going to the Eagles because he can stay within the division, which he has he's familiar with the teams in the division and everything like that. But going back to the Cowboys, he's going to get the same pay as you would go with any other team. Another team that might overpay for him is not going to be overpaying by much, maybe a couple million. Like instead of giving $3-4 million, he might go to, like, you know what I'm saying, someone that's not a good team, they may give him $6 million. It doesn't matter. That's with any team. Like any bad team that has money, they'll sign him.
That's what I'm saying. Why move?
Because you got cut by the Cowboys. Since you got cut by the Cowboys, I'm not going to go back to it.
If they're willing to resign him, why move?
Because I can probably go get more money somewhere else.
But you just said the money isn't a big of a difference. That's what I'm saying.
It isn't. That's what I'm saying. It isn't a big of a difference, but I'm not going to go. I'm not trying to go back to the team that just cut me.
So you're taking it personal?
No, I'm not. No. Not a lot of people do that. What? Yeah, they cut me because they don't think I'm good enough.
That's not what they're saying. They cut you because they don't think that you worth the money on your old contract, which is
exactly. I'm not good enough.
If the team signs you, they're not signing you to all that money.
Like I said, the Cowboys cut him, and I don't see him going back to the Cowboys. He probably go somewhere else to prove that he was worth the money.
Which is taken. That's what I'm saying.
It's not taking it personal.
Make a good business move. Right, and make a move that actually prolong your career. You saying, nah, take it personal and do something else. I'm not saying it personal.
It's not personal. I'm gonna go somewhere else. Like you, this team, you say I wasn't good enough. Like you just said I wasn't good enough. I just go somewhere else. That's not personal. That's literally you thought I wasn't good enough. I'm gonna go somewhere else. That's it. That's all it is. That's not personal.
All right, we have to agree to disagree on that. But that is,
I don't know how that's personal. Like that happens all the time. Like teams cut guys, don't sign them back. It's not personal. It's business. Like, hey, we gave you making $15 million a year. We don't think you're worth that. All right, yeah, this is what we think you're worth. Come back, I can go somewhere else.
Take that personal if it's business. That's why I'm saying that even though you got cut, sometimes if you take a look at what the options you have out there, it would probably benefit you to actually stay with the Cowboys. If you're gonna take a pay cut, it goes. The devil, you know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it personal. It's just we gotta see what the other offers are out there. Like these are just teams that rumored. The Eagles were one. The Bengals were one. I'm just saying, like, why not go to the Bengals to to where you can possibly, you may get a lot of carries because the situation of Joe Mixon going on. And the Eagles, they need a running back. They let their running back walk. They signed Rashad Penny, but they can sign you, and you are better than Rashad Penny. Go there and get a lot of touches. It's not another person. It's about, hey, where I can go to get the most carries. I know I'm not going to get a fat deal.
The running backs that's going to get the most carries is the running backs that's coming off the board today and tomorrow. That's
where that might be true. It might not.
All the people you're talking about said they need to do. They're going to draft one for the
because the money.
And of course, they're not drafting running backs that need to average 100.
Yeah, exactly. Correct.
The Adrian Peterson era of running backs over.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Correct.
Come in and have breakout games once in a while, here and there. But overall, add to the passing game. And you're going to see them people come out today and tomorrow.
Well, we had two of them come off the board last night.
Bijan.
Jamar Gibbs, Bijan, and Jamar Gibbs. Those are your top.
I don't even know what Atlanta doing, but shout out to Bijan. He in Atlanta. That's a beautiful
Yeah. I just don't get that. Atlanta, I guess they're just trying to get weapons for the young quarterback in Ridder. Like you have, you know what I'm saying, you have Kyle Pitts, you have Drake London, now you have Bijan, and you still have Algiers is there. They got some weapons. You know what I'm saying? I like how they're trying to get weapons for the young quarterback to have some things to throw to, hand out to, and things like that. But I just don't see their vision. Like, they did make a trade for, I think, with Jeff Okuna. And I guess it gives them another guy across, A.J. Terrell, at corner. Yeah. Then defensively, right? Like, they're trying to make pieces, but I just don't – like I said, I don't see their vision either. I guess they hope it all comes together because they kind of took a step back with starting Marcus Mariota last year. They should have just started Ridder from day one and let him
don't worry. They'll be picking a quarterback next year. But that's gonna be good. They'll have a quarterback. They'll have a running back this second year that could help, you know, help to beat that quarterback, you know.
So. Yeah.
Anything else you got on sports, man, the draft, basketball, anything you're looking forward to is coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. This next round of the draft, the second and third round. Even where a lot of guys come out, but, you know what I'm saying, got proved. Like, we got Will Levis, man. That's the biggest. Will Levis was projected. He projected to be a first rounder. He projected at one point to be a top five pick. Now this man is still sitting in the green room waiting to get his name called. So it's a lot.
You better hope the right team call his name. That's what you better hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. Cause I don't know why people was going high over one. He giving me that big Zach Wilson type vibes. Like it's like you look cool, powerful arm, muscly guy. You know what I'm saying? The ladies might be thinking you look good, but you just not what they were trying to build you up to be. Especially Mel Kiper.
I want the Jets to take him I wonder how the Jets feel about that. Because you ain't getting Aaron Rodgers. You're not getting Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers ain't playing for, I don't think he's playing for 4 years. He may get three.
Yeah, he may get three. But they'll probably cross that bridge when they get to it.
Yeah, but I feel like when you talk about winning tradition, get that quarterback right now. Yeah. To me, he's not a first rounder, so he don't have to start right away. That's the thing about him falling past the first round. It's not pressure to start him right away because he's not a first round pick, right?
Yeah.
You know, hell, what if they win a championship? They have those great years. They think they would have Aaron Rodgers. Let him experience that. Get some of that winning tradition. So whenever it's time for Aaron Rodgers to go, you got him kind of groomed in. You can put him into a good situation. You can try to continue. Yeah, I think that would be great. But ultimately, I don't think they'll probably pull that trigger. They may think they want some more offensive weapons or they want to protect Rodgers because I know they wanted to get that. I don't even know who they drafted.
They drafted a linebacker, I think, from
yeah, they probably still want to make sure they get an offensive lineman, maybe a few weapons for Aaron Rodgers, so they probably won't do that. You know?
They drafted the outside linebacker, defensive end, edge rusher for Iowa State, Will McDonald.
That's if they got their second round pick. They may not even have a second round pick.
They had the 43rd pick in the second round. So I don't see maybe Will Levis falling, but Tennessee, I think Tennessee has the 10th pick in the second round. So Tennessee might scoop up Will Levis or something like that. So it all depends on, you know, it's all depends on Will Levis. Will Levis, I think, is going to go pretty early tonight, hopefully. I think he's going to go pretty early. One of those teams that, you know, need a quarterback or something like that. So best of luck to Will Levis, man. Just what I got to say is, man, it's going to be a fun night, too. You know, second and third round tonight. So let's get it, man. I just can't wait. I can't wait, man. That's what this is the time of year I love the most because it's draft time. It's like you open up Christmas presents on Christmas Day for your NFL team. So let's go. Day two, man. Anything else you want to take a look at? You want to talk about anything like that?
I'm going to try next week. I'm going to be in Cancun, Cinco de Mayo next week. So
okay.
We can't do Friday, y'all. We're going to try to hit y'all up on Saturday, Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm popping for y'all, though. All right.
Yes, sir. Like I said, hey, this is Feeling Stats, man. We back live streaming right now. Kobe in the building. Your boy Phil here. Man, we appreciate y'all listening. Make sure y'all they're going to get on the page. It's going to be on our YouTube page. It's going to be under
And we got to make sure you're on Apple Music, Apple Podcast.
Podcast, yeah. And everything like that. Yeah, so I'm going to drop these. I'm also drop the link. One of the people out there, drop the link. Make sure everybody gets it so they can go and click on it, subscribe, share it with your cousins, mamas, aunties, and everything. I appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, it's Feeling Stats, man. Y'all be good.
All right. Holla, brother.
All right. Yeah.